Blog Talk Radio. All right. Welcome in, everybody. 9:05, 5 past the hour, 9 o'clock. Fast of 60 Minutes Sports on an amazing, absolutely amazing night, not only in Chicago, but for some special parents, of which I get to be one tonight. I had the blessing to be at Ridge Central High School on what they called open mic night. And so the young lady comes down the aisle amid all this craziness. You know how high schoolers are today. They're a little rowdy sometimes, borderline, edgy, a little disrespectful in some capacities. But for the most part, everyone comported themselves in a decent manner. Anyway, I get this program in my hand. And, of course, I'm looking at the program, and I know my daughter's in the show. What I don't know is that she's for the first performer, which I thought, now mind you, I'm a very proud father. I humbly admit Vincent Moore, as you know me, I'm a very, very proud dad. And here's my daughter. Many of you know I call my daughter a superstar, an absolute bottom-line superstar. And she's sitting there, and she's performing Rihanna. And she's introduced as Rihanna. They all took on the characters tonight. And the song was called Stay. And I'll see if I can get that and play it for you tonight. If this were the competition it was a year ago, the level of difficulty to sing that song with its minors, minor chords throughout the song – would be off the charts. It's a very difficult song to try to sing. I know you sing it in your shower if you like Rihanna, you sing it, but trust when I tell you, to sing it in front of your peers in a packed little auditorium is never easy. And my superstar daughter got up there with all the confidence and the grace of heavens and sang this song almost flawlessly. With a bit of a tear in my eye, now I could care less about the rest of the form of the show, but uniquely enough, and Rich Central probably doesn't get enough credit for this, there's a lot of talent there. Now, there were a few questionable things that went on in the show, but nonetheless, the show was less than an hour long, so it wasn't as if as a parent I could complain about the length of a show on a school night. It is the holiday season, so the kids are having a good time, and they're enjoying themselves, but there was a young lady who performed a Corinne Bailey Ray, song. She was very, very good. There were some performances that were just absolutely phenomenal, and again, others that certainly could have definitely maybe waited for the comic hour. Nonetheless, kudos to my daughter, Vanessa Lynette Moore, who really, really just shined tonight. I'm so proud to of course, you know me. If you know me well, you know I have no problem bragging about any of our children when they just stand up and shine. None whatsoever. I don't think they get enough of that across the board when we're so busy focusing on everything they've done wrong, and we don't tend to focus on a lot of things they absolutely do right. So, that said, I saw a note on Facebook today. I want to share this with you because I'm incredibly proud, again, as a parent, to see some of my friends, some of my colleagues share some of their successes in the parenting world regarding their children. So, if I can get back to it, and I'll strive here to do that, friend of the family, Shantae Jones, major league kudos to you for your daughter's successes, taking college courses while still in high school, maintaining a GPA of, I believe you said, 3.75. Here we go. So my daughter is dual enrolled in a STEM program at Prairie State College. It's a local junior college here, small college here in the Chicago South Suburban areas. Getting 12 college credits in math and science per semester and has a 3.75 GPA at Prairie State. And a 3.75 at her high school. My daughter says that I brag too much, but I don't care. You're so much about these kids out here doing all kinds of stuff, smoking, not going to school, having babies, being disrespectful, and out of control. So when I see any kid, especially a teenager, doing good things, they need to expand it. That's right, click on the see more. Jeez. So when I see any kid, especially a teenager, doing good things, they need to be commended. Some say that that's what they are supposed to do, which is true. But we all know growing up, our generation had mamas and daddies who didn't play. Parents who come up to the school and take you into the teacher. Nowadays, the mama comes to the school cussing at the teacher. So, yes, I might brag a little bit just to let minds know that I'm proud of her and know that she is doing great things and that she is destined for greatness. Major league pats on the back, Shantae Jones. Absolutely stellar. Again, and it's true, we tend to focus on all the negatives going on in the world with our children. We don't commend the stellar ones perhaps enough. And don't get it twisted, guys. This isn't about spoiling our kids. It's simply about acknowledging the minor successes that lead to great successes. Alexis, destined for greatness. Vanessa Lynette Moore, destined for greatness. And I can only hope and pray that your children, regardless of what their age are, that you haven't given up on the hopes and dreams that they, too, are destined for greatness. All right? This is what I'm supposed to say. Let the church say amen. but I'm sure that that's already going on. So we'll let you have that. 619-639-4747. 619-639-4747. Okay, tonight, here are the rules. Now, we call this show the Fast 60 Minutes Sports because when we talk specifically about sports, the backstories, the news stories, it gets to be a lot of fun. But I'm going to open this up tonight. I really am. I am not so focused on sports, but focused on you. Many of you have gone out there, you've stressed, you've worried, you've all got a bunch of dynamic challenges going on in your world, and I understand that it's very, very difficult. For many of you who've lost loved ones during this time of season, it's a sensitive time of year. I completely understand that. I really, really do. So tonight we open up these phone lines, 619-639-4747. We're not going to be so rigid and structured. We don't even have to talk about sports. Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about tonight. How about that? I see all the mouths in the room falling open like, did he just say that? Yeah, I did. All right. We could have called this episode the Vinnie Moore Show for all I care. But this is really about people. And again, even in the sports world, it is about people. And trust me when I tell you, we'll have plenty of time to talk about week 15 that just passed and the playoff picture as it starts to come in clear in the NFL. But more importantly, we want to talk about you. What's going on with you this holiday season? We'll play with some throwbacks. We'll even do something for our little house heads. We've been getting some requests from some house heads that we go a little old school and have some more fun and play some more music. We're going to do that tonight. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Fastest 60 Minute Source. It is the Fastest Studios, but tonight you can call it the Vinnie Moore Show. You can call it anything goes. You can call it whatever you want to. We're going to have some fun. And that fun is going to start right about now. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Last from the past. That is Carl Carlson's Bad Mama Jamma. Turn your radio, turn your piece up, whatever y'all is. Let's get it in, y'all.
Just as fun.
Carl Carlton on the fastest 60 minutes in sports tonight. Again, you can call this show the Vinnie Moore Show. You can call it Anything Goes. You can call it whatever you like. What it is all-out fun. And it's all about you. And right now, it's all about our children. And as we wind down to the holiday season, many are finding up their first semesters. A lot of finals going on this week. We start to see a little bit of separation for those who really want it. I remember being a junior in high school thinking that if I put my pedal to the metal around this time in my junior year and rush through the successes of seniors that have my bumps and bruises, that I was going to be just okay. Now, I'm not quite sure if that was my mother or my father that kind of set me up like that or otherwise, but I see that success story written so many times, and I can't tell you how proud I am of all of our students today that have made it this far. If you've been fortunate enough to maybe have avoided incarceration, avoided too many run-ins with the police, and I say it like that, and I'll tell you why. I've seen the goods and the bads of the police work in Chicago and the suburban areas. Sometimes children are just walking down the street, and a police officer may, for whatever reason, assume that child was involved in something illegal, and before you know it, that child's got a bad taste in his mouth about the police, and the child's got a record maybe because he said something, obstruction of police, whatever it might be. But that does not mean that child is a bad child. Okay, maybe he's got that opinion, maybe he's got that edge to him, whatever the case may be. Maybe the police officer had to be. There's a lot of possible dynamics in that. But what I want to do is really, truly focus in on the successes of those children. And we don't hear enough about the successes of our children in today's world. Our young ladies today, our little princesses, our little darlings that have come so far in life, whether you're 15 to 18 or if you're in your 20s in college, if you've made it this far and you've been able to truly be blessed to still have your wits about you, your academic prowess about you, maybe if the intention was to have a baby at a young age, if that's what your thing was, well, if that is your circumstance, God bless you. For those who did not desire to have children at such a young age and you've made it this far in this world the way today is, God bless you, all right? Kudos to you. Kudos to your parents who hopefully kept you grounded. All the grandmamas out there and the granddaddies out there, the uncles, the nephews, if you kept them grounded, pat yourselves on the back. You did an amazing job. It is 2013. Now, yours truly, Vinnie Moore, born in 1962. That means I just turned 51. And at 51 years of age, my mentality still believes it's 27. My body reminds my mentality on a day-to-day basis that we can no longer do some of the things we can do at 27. But nonetheless, I am so excited about the future. I mean, they call the generation above this one the lost generation. And the sad thing is, to a large degree, it was lost. The baby boomers may have created the internet and brought you that, but I still hold out hope that these generations to follow are going to do something nothing short of amazing. Now, I'm looking for the next young lady who wants to be the senator, the governor, the congressman, maybe even the president of a nation, okay? No one said you had to be, just a cute girl that amounted to working at a small retail outlet. And I'm not hating on those of you who work retail. Please understand me. I'm not. Your situation is your situation. God bless you. The child has got his own. But if you have greater aspirations, nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, should be able to inhibit you or stop you from getting to those goals and dreams. If you need some help, doggone it, swallow your pride and ask for the assistance you need. Don't be shy about going into the CEO's office or the vice president's office and having that conversation. If you're 18, 19, 20 years old and you're on the cusp maybe of your sophomore or junior year in college, start asking questions. Get your acumen together so you can be prepared. The workforce out here is very, very challenging. Let's not even sugarcoat it. If you've got a special skill set, kudos to you. But not everybody has that luxury. So what are you going to do? And I love that Bishop T.D. Jakes once told us, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? For tomorrow, Thursday, December 19th, is the first day of the rest of your life. Now, I'm not going to get preaching that because we're going to have some fun. All right? For those of you who can hear me chiming in, 619-639-4747. We've taken this time out in the first 20 minutes of the show really to brag about the kids, play some old school, and have a little fun. We haven't touched on one inkling of sports. I guess I should do that, huh? All right, fine. Here's your one inkling of sports. Houston Rockets, Chicago Bulls. Rockets are winning. That's all you need to know. That wasn't good enough? Don't give me that look. All right, Houston 29, Bulls 26. That's going on right now. Heat and Pacers, big game tonight. Looks like the Heat came back to win a game, dropping the Pacers. That's a kind of a get-back game. Again, whatever. let's see. All right. Linebacker Linda Fletcher likely to retire. Seahawks Browder has now been suspended indefinitely. Aaron Rodgers still not cleared to play. That's bad news for your Green Bay Packers, for your Packer fans. But nonetheless, again, as much as tonight is about the Fastest 60 because that's the name of the show, tonight is really about you. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are. If you can hear this voice, you can hear this show, give us a call. I'd just like to hear what's on your mind. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. It can be about anything. All right, from Red Deer, Alberta to Jackson, Florida, all right, to Cuba to the Red Square in China. Whatever it is, it's on your mind, all right? We're going to have some fun over the next, 36 minutes or so. We're going to play some old school. I mean, and I'll tell you, I'm just going to have fun tonight. I'm just going to have fun. We're going to open up the phone lines. And, again, if you've got something on your mind you want to talk about, if you've got a cause that you want to talk about, you all know me. You know I'm big with the men stopping violence. And for those of you tonight enjoying maybe some libations, don't put your hands on your woman. Not tonight. Come on, guys. Let's make some better decisions, all right? If our children are making better decisions, dadgummit, we got to tighten up the bootstraps and make some better decisions ourselves. All right? That said, as we get ready to finish out 2013 on a good note, we want to remind you that as you get into 2014, nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, can stop you from your success. All right? Yeah, I did it. That's right. That's McFadden and Whitehead. Because ain't no stopping us now, baby. Ain't no stopping us. Fast 60, back after the track. Enjoy.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Thank you.
cause I ain't buying. Don't try to stop us, no, no, no.
Right here at Fast and 6 Minute Sports on a night of basically entertainment. Now, we didn't do this on Sunday. I don't believe we did. And it would only be apropos, if you'll allow me that awkwardness, perhaps to do it tonight. What does that mean? What is he talking about? Well, let's see. First and foremost, let's see if we can find it, and then we'll see if we can pull this off. Over the last 3 weeks, we've been bringing you Vinnie Moore's News of the Weird. Okay, literally, that's what we called it. And basically, it means yours truly has perused the internet, and I have found what would always what would simply be weird tales or weird stories that I bring to you, in most cases for your giggles and for your pleasure, because let's face it, some of this stuff is just wacky. A couple of weeks back, we gave you the one about the roaches, the roaches that had been brought to, as a delicacy, and somehow along the line, someone made a botch and released a million of them into a local community. That didn't go so well. Anyway, let's see. Let's get to the most recent. Let's go to Chuck's Daily Weird Universe and see exactly what's out here this time around. La da 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 da. You know, guys, pop-up blockers would really, really, really be a good idea in some cases. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. You know, take it for what it's worth. You know, it's the holidays. We're all in a good mood. Don't put a damper on anyone's spirits per se. You know, you just got to do what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, just do what we need to do. All right? All right, let's see. Where are we at? The news. Because ultimately, that's all we care about tonight. The news and you, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. News of the weird. Include bizarre news. You know, now, some of my comedic friends, like Bill Bellamy and those guys, used to always do things like, well, I'm not going to say it like he said it, but it's things that white people do. I mean, the things that us black folk do. I mean, I'll be honest with you. When I went to that show tonight to watch my daughter perform, I'm sitting next to a young man who is her boyfriend, and the conversation comes up, do you think they're going to start on time? I'm not even going to sugarcoat this thing. I really had it in my head. The show was supposed to start at 5:30. And in my head, we was already past that. Now, it was only 5:15. We were in our seats. We're sitting there. We're relaxing. We're just kind of chilling, waiting for things to start. But you honestly believe, you start to think, this isn't going to start on time. There's just no way. It's not going to start. It's not. It's not going to start on time. And about 5:35, 5:45, they actually got started. To my surprise, they didn't, as we tend to call it, CP time. That didn't happen tonight, you know, much. You know, certainly not as much as I thought it. But while observing the wonderful crowd there for the night's performances, I did happen to come across a few things that just kind of caught my eye. Today's teenagers certainly aren't the teenagers of the 70s or the 80s. They're not. It's a whole different breed now. You can't even sugarcoat it. You can't even get close. Well, those of us now who are, you know, parents and we've got our own children now, our children are in many cases are in high school or just finishing up high school, you look back and you think to yourself, how did today's kids really truly come to be? Now, Bernie Mac was still with us today and alive. He would remind you that it's the punk-ass parents. That's exactly how he would say it. It's these punk-ass parents. See, Big Mama didn't take the stuff that we tend to take as parents, okay? Granddaddy didn't take it. No. It was just going to be a mess. All right, that's all there was to it. But we had structure. We had discipline. And more importantly, there was a lot of love behind it. A lot of times you didn't see the love behind that belt. You didn't see the love behind them switches from time to time. But you know what? It was. It was a whole lot of love. And it came to mold you into, hopefully, the successful adult that you are to this day. And it hopefully gave you some idea on parenting skills. So let's face it, nobody's perfect. All of us, as parents, we've made mistakes. We've said and done some things we wish we could take back. All of us have. Yet and still, you're here. If your children are happy and healthy, you should pat yourself on the back. Because it ain't easy nowadays. And you all know this. It is not easy. All right. So what do we got in the coffin for News of the Weird, guys? Let's see. All right. Tell you what. We're going to do this. Let's play the intro. Then we'll get into this. I don't know how this is going to go over. I really don't. All right. I do not know how this is going to play. We're just going to go with it. And, you know, if we have to pull the Stewie out of our hat, we'll pull the Stewie out of our hat and simply say, we'll try it. If it's not funny, we'll apologize for it. And we'll work on it. And we'll get back to you. That's what we'll say if we have to. All right? So let's get it cracking.
The Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports presents Vinny Moore's News of the Weird.
All right. Okay, that was really, really fun and really, really weird. If something's talking in my ear, what is talking in my ear that shouldn't be talking in my ear? All right. LeBron slam dunking on someone? Okay, that's fun. I don't think that's what's talking in my ear. All right, here we go. All right, the lead story news of the weird today, a Swedish TV show, Bis och Kosh, don't ask me to pronounce it again, Bis och Kosh, found itself in the spotlight in November in Russia, where government-run television apparently used it to send a political message to Ukraine by highlighting the program's theme of teaching children about bodily functions. The episode, this could be bad here, okay, the episode Russia chose featured three bulkily costumed actors sitting around talking, with one dressed in yellow, one in brown, and the other unmistakably as a large, nude human posterior, Bis och Kosh. It's highly regarded in Sweden. Bis och Kosh refers respectively to the yellow and brown functions. Ukraine's Ukraine against Russia's wishes. It's considering a trade agreement with the European Union, and the Russian station director said pointedly, there you have European values in all their glory. Now, that is BBC humor at its best. Let me try this read one more time. A Swedish TV show, Bis Oshkosh, found itself in the spotlight in November in Russia, where government-run television apparently used it to send a political message to the Ukraine by highlighting the program's theme, teaching children about bodily functions. The episode Russia chose to feature three vocally costumed actors sitting around and talking, with one dressed in yellow, one dressed in brown, and the other unmistakably as a large nude human posterior. Bis Oshkosh is highly regarded in Sweden. Bis and Kosh refers, respectively, to the yellow and brown functions. Ukraine against Russia wishes is considering a trade agreement with the European Union, and the Russian station director said pointedly, there you have European values in all their glory. Okay. A bit droll, nonetheless, but weird. News of the weird. All right. Well, I'll probably wind up round-filing this one, but nonetheless, weird. Yellow, brown. Colors. Meaning something. Again, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. All right. Let's talk a little bit of sports because we can. It is the fastest 6 minutes of sports. LeBron and the Heat rally past Indianapolis Indiana Pacers. Eddie Lacy makes case for Rookie of the Year with his play. E.J. Manuel's injury is truly a concern for the Buffalo Bills. President Barack Obama made a shrewd decision by naming Billie Jean King to the U.S. Olympic delegation. Now, how much of that is an honest slap in the face to the Russians who have the laws against the gay athletes coming up in Sochi in the Sochi Games? You will never say that Barack Obama doesn't have kahunas. The man is bold. While everyone else might have been afraid to truly go after Osama bin Laden and hide behind the political machine that can be the White House, he went out and got the man. Bottom line, he just went and got him. And for what it's worth, he gave a lot of us just some simple peace of mind. Update on Houston and Chicago. Rockets lead that game 48-40 with about a minute and a half left in the second period. The rest of the scoreboard in the NBA, in overtime, the Knicks take care of Milwaukee 94-92, Dallas 88-74 over Memphis, San Antonio deep in the third, a 75-72 lead over Phoenix, I gave you the Houston 48-40 over Chicago just before halftime, Miami edges out Indiana 97-94, Utah 86-82 over Orlando, this is kind of weird, Charlotte 104, Toronto 102, let me tell you why I said it was weird. This is an Orlando team that came to Chicago and won, and now they lose to Utah. Utah's not a good team. That's why it's a bit of a shock. Anyway, Atlanta puts 124 on Sacramento in a 124-107 win. Boston loses by a point to Detroit. Detroit's actually playing well, 107-106. The Wizards, 113 over Brooklyn, 107. Minnesota, 120. Portland, 109, a rare loss for the Trailblazers this year. That's your NBA scoreboard right now. Okay, there's a lot of flashing going on. Who's hitting me and why? Well, that old Biggie Smalls again. Who the heck is this paging me at 5:46 in the morning? Crack of dawning. Now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eye. Remember that track? You have to go ahead and download that when you get a chance, partner. That used to be a jam back in the day. Yeah, back in the day. Speaking of back in the day, let's take it back right now. Why? Because I'm Vinny Moore and because I can. That's it. But for my house heads, all right, this time. Let's go back to house heads. Now, some of you in the club world back in the day, you remember the track. If I asked you who was by, you probably couldn't tell me. Well, my DJ friends probably could. But the Joe uses those years just to get out there and get your dance on, get your juke on, get your swerve on. You might not. This is Angel Eyes. We'll be right back.
long enough to the other side. Touch up, make me right. I've got to move to the other side. Touch down, what a ride. You made me come to the other side. If you want me to, I would like to do all the things you knew, the ones you made me do. Don't you want me to? Say you want me to. The things you knew, the ones you want me to. I wanna see your angel eyes. I wanna see your angel eyes.
Love you right. wanna love you right.
And that is Lime with the classic Angel Eyes right here on the Fast 6 Minute Sports. Yours truly as we wind it down the last 10 minutes of this shizzo. The Fast 6 Minute Sports tonight, taking a big break from all the sports talk and all the chatter, really just to have some fun with you. 619-639-4747. It is cool if you are in the middle of your holiday shopping. Maybe you're prepping things for the holidays. Your tree is up hopefully by now. Your house is lit and all festive. It smells like pine cones through the house. Coyotes haven't ravaged your backyard as they've tried to ravage some areas here in Chicago. We saw some wolves today. We've seen deer today. We've seen a bunch of things. It's been snowing like crazy in Middle Earth in Chicago throughout Illinois and Ohio. So I guess we should be just thankful to be alive to experience a great holiday season. And it wouldn't be anything without you. So to all of you out there, and from all of us here at the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports, we love you. And there's absolutely nothing, and I mean nothing, you can do about it. All right? It is what it T-I-T is, as my generation before me used to say. Nonetheless, I love you. I thank you as we wind down 2013. Let's look forward to 2014 for some amazing things to kind of come our way. To all my friends north of the border, I love you guys. You know I do. I try to talk to you as often as I possibly can, to as many of you as I can, and I've often got in trouble for that, but I want you to know I care about you. I know it's been snowing like crazy up there in Montreal and Toronto. It's been snowing all over the place like crazy. This may be one of the biggest snow seasons we'll have in quite a while, but nonetheless, 8 minutes to go on this ride, so we've got a few more tracks to share with you. As a matter of fact, let's just get into one and have some fun. Back in the day, we used to funk real hard to Lakeside.
Play it for you. Charlie R. and Brother Jay Brown. Bring Auntie M and Toto too, and all the party people to do their due. We'll dance the party till the early light and say, hey, we're feeling all right. So come along, come home, take the ride. There's a party over there that ain't no lie. We're leaving here in a cloud of smoke, and that's all.
The Amazing Lakeside, back in the day with Fantastic Voyage, true classic from the days when, y'all remember when parties used to really be about just socializing and dancing? Do they still do that somewhere? I've seen clubs where juking is a new thing, with basically another form of dry humping of some sort. But did they ever just go to a club just to, I know stepping parties up in the Middle Earth are huge, and they're wonderful, and they're fun. People actually carry themselves with a semblance of respect, and when they approach a young lady, it's, may I have this dance, or you stick a hand out. If she wants to dance with you, she'll just simply get up, take your hand, and y'all go out there and get your step on. But there was a time when you would go to the club, to get down with, dance music, with Let the Music Play by Shannon, and just go out there and shake a tail feather, as some of the old folks used to say, but get your dance on, have a good time, socialize, whisper some things in her ear, let her whisper some things in your ear, whether it was, hey, you look nice, or whatever the case might be. And you had a great time just dancing and socializing. Does that happen today? I wonder. I'll tell you what. We'll do something along this line again, because I really want to know. So let me give you this. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Take this in. I just want to know if we still do what we say. And I know times change, and we certainly have moved forward on a lot of fronts. I just wonder if this is one we may have equality, when we may have literally left behind. We've forgotten how to have a little bit of chivalry. We've forgotten how to maybe to care about how we approach each other. And I guess to some degree, it may be even about a little bit of respect. I don't know. Anyway, just a couple of minutes left in this ride tonight, and we're going to shut it down. It's almost 9:57 here in Middle Earth, and my love to the great Western world out there in the north of Rocky Mountains, the friends in Calgary, friends all the way up to Invermere on the far west coast in B.C., is all the way to the Red Deer and Airdrie worlds out there in the northern Alberta provinces. I love you guys. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm debating. Under two to go. I can certainly chatterbox your ears off. I'll tell you what. We're going to wind this thing down, because we probably should. We've uniquely found a way to kill an hour of your life, and I thank you for riding with me. I'm going to call some friends out in Minnesota, only because you have a burgeoning good football team up there. They're going to be 4-9 right now. I believe they're 4-9, maybe even 5-9 now, 14 games in with 2 games to go. They're not going to make the playoffs, but they're going to set themselves up for an interesting decision in the offseason for the NFL this year. So if you're not a Minnesota Viking, and most of us Chicago and Green Bay fans certainly are not, but you have to admire how Minnesota has battled through quarterback woes and just poor performances on defense and offense. It's nice to have an Adrian Peterson, but let's face it, Minnesota's got some issues. So, and again, it is a sports talk show, so I'm allowed to have a moment to talk about sports. We've talked about a lot tonight. From the success of our kids, the talent we've seen displayed, whether it's academically, musically, and all the above. Thank you so much for being a part of the Fast 60 Minutes in Sports. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. I'm kind of looking forward to this week in the NFL, because the playoff picture will certainly get clear, and I'm also looking forward to hearing from you as we continue to have some fun this week. I am between and some downtime now, so I get to truly focus in on you. So, tell you what we want to do. Tomorrow is Thursday, and we know some things should be happening tomorrow around everything else going on in the world, but we're looking forward to having a conversation with you tomorrow. Same phone number, 619-639-4747. We should post this, guys, tonight and let people work this into their schedule tomorrow so we can have some dialogue tomorrow evening around what's going on in this crazy, wacky world. News of the weird should really be off the chains, and let's just have some fun tomorrow. 619-639-4747. You don't have to lock it into your cell phone. I know some of you already have, but 619-639-4747. Let's have some fun. That's going to do it for us tonight. Again, I thank you for everything that you do, and I will catch you next time only on the Fast 6 Minutes of Sports. Good night, everybody.